University of Geosciences.
Okay, I want to share with everybody about my research title, Effects of Sodium Chlorate and Magnesium in Irrigation Water on Cotton Growth and Nutrient Element Contents. I will introduce my research into the three parts. First of all, let's know something about the brackish water. As we all know, the fresh water and brackish water and the salt water can be distinguished by the TDS. And for the brackish water, the TDS is between 1 to 3 grams per liter. And we can see that the fresh water is severely limited in many areas of the world, especially in the area and similar area regions. And in China, in the northwest of China, the fresh water is limited here in the northwest of China. However, the brackish water and salt water is not distributed and has large storage. Here in Xinjiang, the cotton is a main cash crop, and farmers use brackish water for irrigation. So, using brackish water for irrigation, there are some goodness and defects for irrigation. For one way, the brackish water is wider distributed and has large storage, and it can supply the nutrients for the cotton plant. On the other hand, the brackish water will, due to the high salt in the brackish water, so it will cause salt damage, and meanwhile may cause sinization and cause the crop failure in the end. So in our research, we focus on the questions about what is the combined effects of sodium chlorate and magnesium on cotton growth. So we conduct a pot experiment in a greenhouse. We use hot traps to grow cotton seedings. And after germination, two seedings are transplanted to one pot filled with sand capture. And one cotton plant will return in the final need. And after 1 week of the transplant, we start the sodium chlorate and magnesium treatment. And during our experiment, we determined the cotton height from planting to harvest. And the cotton plants will harvest 120 days after initiation of the treatments. So we collected all the treatments of the cotton samples. And each treatment of the cotton rows, shoots, leaves, and fruits were recent oven dried and wait to calculate the dry weight. And finally, the dry matters were treated for acid digestion. And we chose nutrient element contents in cotton plants. And these element contents are measured by ICP OES. So we analyzed the data and we have this results. So from the left figures, we can see that under the six different sodium chlorate concentration in irrigation water, we can see that the sodium chlorate promotes the vegetative growth of cotton when the sodium chlorate concentration in irrigation water is from 5 to 35 millimolar per liter. But the sodium chlorate will inhibit vegetative growth when the concentration in irrigation water is from 35 to 45 millimolar per liter. And from the right figures, we can see that the cotton reproductive growth generally increases with the increase of concentration in the irrigation water from from 0 to 45 millimeter per liter. And as for different mechanism concentration in glacial water, we can see that when the mechanism concentration is less than 18 micromolar per liter, and higher than 36 micrometer per liter will inhibit cotton growth and yields. And to determine the combined effects of sodium chloride and mechanisms on cotton growth and synergies, we calculate the synergy factors. And the synergy factors are based on this formula. So we can calculate the synergy factors based on the observed values of cotton parameters. So when the synergy factor is equal to 1, and we can say that the combined effect of sodium chloride and mechanism on cotton growth and yields is additive. And when the synergy factor is larger than 1, then the combined effect is synergistic. And when the synergy factor is smaller than 1, then the combined effect is antagonistic. So we can see from the picture that the majority of the synergy factor are below 1, and we calculate the mean synergy factors, which equals to 0.7. So we can observe from our experiments that an antagonistic relationship for the combined effects of sodium chloride and mechanism on cotton growth was observed in our experiment. And we can see that different element contents in cotton plants varies with different sodium chloride concentration in glacial water. And all we can see that all the element contents in cotton plants are decreased under high sodium chloride concentration in glacial water. And the correlation coefficients between the cotton plant cotton growth parameters and nutrient element in cotton plants of different irrigation water sodium chloride concentrations are shown in the tables. We can see that the effects of different elements and the same elements under different sodium chloride concentration in irrigation water was different. And all the elements promote cotton height and a single bolt dry weight, except for blunt, when the sodium chloride was not added in the irrigation water. And most of the correlation coefficients between the cotton growth parameters and nutrient elements were negative when the sodium chloride was added in irrigation water. So the summary is that the sodium chloride positive affects the reproductive growth of cotton, but reduce its vegetative growth when the sodium chloride concentration in the irrigation water equals to 35 millimolar per liter. And the cotton vegetative and reproductive growth was promoted when the mechanism concentration ranged from 18 to 36 micromolar per liter. And we found an antagonistic cluster of sodium chloride and mechanism for cotton growth and yields. And cotton growth and yields were directly affected by the element contents observed in cotton plants. The sodium chloride showed different effects on the absorption of nutrient elements in cotton, So our suggestion is that we can take advantage of British water in a proper way. For one way, the high salt and the trace element in British water can perform as nutrient element supplement. However, the high salt and maybe the high trace elements may cause damage to the cotton plant. But in our experiment, we found an antagonistic effect of salt and trace elements. I test for the mechanism, for example, which indicates that the trace element in brick water may enhance soil damage resistance for the cotton growth. So maybe when we can take advantage for using brick water in a proper way for the cotton growth. So let's all thank you.